Please listen to Prabodhananda Saraswati. Whether all saintly persons bestow mercy on me or not, whether they instruct me through punishment or not, whether they train me out of affection or not, or whether they compassionately chastise me for my future benefit, nevertheless, understanding my own evil motives, I will not leave Vrindavan, for I prefer to reside in this unlimitedly blissful abode, even as a foolish child. When will I drench the land of Vrindavan with tears for my eyes, while singing the transcendental qualities of Sisi, Radha, and Krishna, and wandering around like a beggar? Sometimes shedding tears, sometimes with the hairs of his body standing on end, sometimes chanting the names of Krishna and Radha with a choked voice, sometimes rolling on the ground in the dust of Vrindavan, and sometimes falling unconscious. Some fortunate persons, overwhelmed in great ecstasy, wander around in Vrindavan. Let millions of thunderbolts strike me. Let the huge blazing fire that burns the entire universe to ashes appear. Let the scorching heat that annihilates everything appear. Yet, I will never be able to leave the abode of Vrindavan. And yet, Srila Prabhupada left Vrindavan, and he boarded a boat and crossed the Atlantic Ocean to bring Vrindavan to us, and then bring us to Vrindavan. Actually, this was Prabhupada's secret. This was my understanding of Prabhupada's secret, is that he never left Vrindavan. The dust of Vrindavan, which is based on service, that serving mood to Guru, to Vaishnavas, to Vrindavan, to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to Nityananda Prabhu, that was so deep within his heart, that desire to serve the transcendental realm was so deep within his heart, that when he traveled aboard the Jaladut and crossed the Atlantic, he never, never left Vrindavan. And he carried that Vrindavan atmosphere with him wherever he went.